Lidwin Santar stood on the threshold of a new world as she disembarked in New York. The city's heavy humidity enveloped her, a stark contrast to the clean air of her native Ivory Coast. Car horns, distant sirens, and a dozen overlapping voices assaulted her senses as her eyes swept the bustling terminal. Her thoughts turned to Peter, her husband, whom she had not seen in years, and she felt a flutter of anticipation at the thought of being reunited with him. She had not told many people the full story of why they left. The short version, opportunity, a better future, the ordinary immigrant ambition, was true as far as it went. But it left out the specific afternoon in Abidjan when Lidwine had sat in her mother's kitchen and understood, with a clarity that felt like cold water, that the life available to her there was already fully drawn. She could see its edges. She could see exactly where it ended. Her mother had worked the same job for 22 years. Her father had died young, quietly, without enough money for the funeral they gave him. Her brother had left for France and sent money home and called on Sundays and slowly, over the years, become a stranger. The women she had grown up with were either still there, navigating the same narrow corridors of possibility, or they had left and become someone else entirely in the leaving. Lidwine had chosen to leave. Peter had come first, following a cousin who had a cousin who had a contact. He had worked construction for 2 years before finding steadier ground. His letters described a city that was exhausting and indifferent and occasionally magnificent. The subway at rush hour, the smell of rain on hot pavement, the way light fell on the Hudson on clear mornings. He wrote, "It is hard here. Come anyway." She came. What neither of them had fully reckoned with was the cost of reinvention. Not the financial cost, though that was real, but the quieter cost of becoming someone new while trying to hold on to who you had been. They had left behind language and landscape and the particular comfort of being known. They carried all of that with them, invisibly, into the apartment they built from scratch. Peter and his friend Mabel greeted her with open arms at the terminal. "Welcome, my dear, to the Big Apple," Mabel exclaimed, her eyes sparkling. "I will be your fairy godmother in this concrete jungle." Lidwine felt instantly at ease in her company. Her initial months in New York were exciting, captivating, and a little overwhelming. She embraced the challenges of adjustment with characteristic positivity and open-mindedness, including the language barrier, which she tackled by enrolling in an English as a second language class. She found work as a caregiver for an elderly woman, physically demanding, but well-suited to her compassionate nature.